So I really don't know.
Now I'm going to start with the interview and how the substance of the interview. And I'm going to start on page 7, which means nothing to you, but will key it for me when I'm going back. First, if it doesn't rain for a long time, you might say we're having a what?
Drought.
And if the wind hasn't been blowing and suddenly it begins to, you might say the wind is, it hasn't been blowing and then suddenly it starts to gradually, would you have an expression for that?
Has come up would be.
Good.
Is that the idea?
Sure. And then if after the wind has been blowing hard, it suddenly begins to subside, you might say the wind is
dying down.
Okay. And then you go outside in the fall and you see there's some white stuff on the grass. You said we had a what last night?
Frost.
Are there any different kinds of frost that you recognize?
I know there were, but I don't know the real difference. There's a whole frost that you really are, I think.
Sure. Sure.
And the only terms that I would use would be a heavy frost.
I see. You never use the expression like this, is it? I sure wish you'd let me help you with that. A killing frost? Is that expression at all?
Yes, it is. We have had a killing frost, but it would only be in relation to, I mean, it would be the first thing that would come to my mind.
See,
I
sure.
See it is a,
right.
It would be something. Yes, we had one terrible one 2 or 3 years ago. And I used it as that term, but I mean, just offhand, it would be an uncommon.
And if you went out to a little pond or a lake and you looked out there and you'd say the lake did what in the winter? You'd say the lake ice
freezes.
On it. Yeah, and so you'd say it, would you say the lake
is iced?
Yes.
Over.
Or today the lake freezes, yesterday the lake
was frozen.
Okay. And which room of the house is this? What do you call this?
The living room.
All right. And we're talking about the height of the ceiling. You might say, I would say it's
7 foot ceilings.
Okay. If you're talking about height, though, what would you say is the
7 feet high?
Okay. Now, would you give me a floor plan of the house that you live most of your life in, whichever house that might be. Could you just describe it for me visually?
It would be the house that I was in between, from 10 to 20, and then, there would be the one ended after I was married. It was also, Mother had made it into a duplex, so we had one side of it.
Mm.
There was an entrance hall, a living room, a music room.
Now wait, when you say that, you walk into the house, would you just describe it as if you were walking into the house?
Oh,
I walk into the
a
house.
Gray shingle,
okay.
Colonial,
okay.
With white trim,
okay.
Was on a corner lot. It was beautiful, pink dogwood in the front yard with a maple on one side, the dogwood on the other side. And the thing that sticks out in my mind is the fig tree, because they're very hard to grow in this part of the country. But it just found a natural habitat, and there it stayed, and just was marvelous. Then, do you want to go in the house?
Yes, now you walk in the front door.
Yes.
You go ahead and describe it any way you like. That's all right. All of this. See,
I just
yes,
was trying
this
to.
This conversation
see.
Is valuable just to get to hear the way you. To get a
just like that phrase I used about the fig tree, the thing that sticks in my mind.
Right, sticks out or sticks out as opposed
which
to. Well, the kind of thing that I'm thinking about, just let the machine go. But the kind of thing that is so interesting is that, you say drought.